Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. Feel your hands warm. You are holding a ball of energy. Slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then, towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax and think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. That love pours into the ball in your hands. The energy ball grows warmer and bigger as you fill it with love. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart feels happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands out as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel the love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Now, picture the ones you love. Your family, your friends, animals, your school, your town, your country, or the earth. And hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love. And let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keeping your hands on your heart. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sharing Caring. Gabby waited eagerly to see what she would be delivering today. The flower delivery truck was parked next to an older flower truck named Jamal. She felt so delighted. She began to talk at the flower truck next to her. Jamal looked at her, puzzled. She seemed to be carrying on without even expecting a response. "I wonder what I'll be delivering today. Maybe I'll deliver red, yellow, and orange tulips for a birthday. Or white and red roses for an anniversary. Maybe I'll deliver happy daffodils to help someone feel better. Or a rainbow of flowers, just because. I'd better take a deep dragon breath. I'm a little overexcited." So, she took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Jamal smiled. Gabby certainly was enthusiastic. After she finished her deep breath, she started talking again. "It is so much fun. I love to watch as people's puzzled faces turn into smiles. Without me, how would people know they are loved?" The little flower delivery truck felt very proud. Jamal said, "You're right. We do get to show people that others care about them. And I love making my deliveries too. I'm pretty sure that people can show each other they care without sending flowers. We are just one of the ways." Gabby's forehead wrinkled as she thought, "I don't think I've seen people show they care any other way." "Well, it's just a thought. Maybe we can look while we're doing our first deliveries today and see if we notice any other ways people show they care," Jamal said. "After all, we both like seeing people light up with happiness. We'll just get some bonus smiles." Gabby liked that idea. "Okay, we can report back at lunch." She was ready to see if people really did show love without flowers. As she waited for her deliveries to be loaded, Gabby had already spotted someone showing that they cared. People were holding the door open to the shop to let another person in or out. As one smiled and held the door, the next person smiled back and then held the door with a smile for the person behind them. It was time to start her deliveries. Gabby drove down the street and noticed a woman helping another woman carry her packages to their car. She saw friends at a restaurant talking to each other, smiling that same smile the flower truck always saw when she delivered a beautiful bouquet of flowers. As she stopped at houses, she noticed other people visiting each other. Some people brought food with them. Gabby felt amazed at all the different ways she had seen people show love. She realized now that she was just one of those ways. The flower truck felt a little embarrassed at her earlier thoughts and a little relieved to know that the people helped bring love to each other as well. The flower truck knew she couldn't reach every person every day, and that had bothered her. Now, she knew that most of the time, people shared their caring on their own. so all the people were receiving love every day. The flowers were just an occasional kindness. Gabby finished her deliveries and headed back to the store. Jamal was waiting.
"What did you see?" he asked.
Gabby responded, "People show their love in a lot of ways, but I think you already knew that." The old flower truck smiled and said,
"I did."
"How do you feel knowing that you are one of many ways people show caring?" Gabby smiled and said, "I actually feel better. I was holding myself responsible for everyone's happiness. It's good to know that I have help." Then she yawned. Gabby was ready for a nap now that her morning deliveries were finished. "I'm ready for a nap too," Jamal said. The two delivery trucks settled in for their afternoon nap. Gabby thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little flower truck was grateful to bring flowers and caring to others. She was happy Jamal had challenged her to see all the other ways people care for each other. Most of all, Gabby was thankful to be part of such a loving world. The little flower truck squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Gabby took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little flower truck fell asleep, dreaming of beautiful flowers to deliver. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.